Today is Sunday the 2nd of March, beginning the 8th week of Ordinary Time.
Quaero in Deum, Patrem omnipotentem, Creatorem celi et terrae.
Et in Iesum Christum, Filium eius unicum, Dominum nostrum.
Qui conceptus est Spiritus Sanctus, natus ex Maria.
Harper Dei sing the Creed in Latin. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth.
Crucifixus mortus et sepultus, te descendit ad inferum.
Tertia die, resurrexit a mortui.
Ascendit ad celos, sedet ad dexteram Dei Patris omnipotenti.
Inde venturus est iuricare vivos et mortuos.
Credo in Spiritum Sanctum, Sanctam Ecclesiam Catholicam,
Sanctorum Communionem, Remissionem Peccatorum.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Mark.
People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them.
Much of the Gospel is taken up with Jesus' reactions to the adults he encounters. Pharisees and scribes, tax collectors and fishermen, centurions and wealthy women. Here, by contrast, he meets with little children. What first strikes you about his reaction to them?
Thank you.
The disciples clearly think that this is a waste of Jesus' precious time. Do you agree with them? Why or why not? As you listen again, ask yourself what it might mean to receive the kingdom of God as a little child.
People were bringing little children to him in order that he might touch them. And the disciples spoke sternly to them. But when Jesus saw this, he was indignant and said to them, "Let the little children come to me. Do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." And he took them up in his arms, laid his hands on them, and blessed them.
Conclude this time of prayer by asking Jesus to bless you as he blesses the children at the end of this passage. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be.
World without end.
Amen.